Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 14th of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Britain on Wednesday introduced a plan that would give the government more latitude to regulate internet content as part of an effort to force Facebook, YouTube, and other internet giants to do more to police their platforms. The government said the country's media regulator, known as Ofcom, would take on new responsibilities monitoring internet content and would have the power to issue penalties against companies that do not do enough to combat harmful and illegal terrorist and child abuse content. Brussels wants to boost scrutiny of the online political advertising served up to voters by big tech platforms such as Facebook and Google. Vera Jourova, a European Commission vice president, said in an FT interview that the black box algorithms that power parts of the internet should be open to audit. Uber is going back to the future in Arizona with an innovation that will allow customers to book a ride over the telephone. It is piloting a new phone booking feature that lets you request a ride without the Uber app in all the cities it currently serves in the state, with a view to rolling it out across the US. An Israeli drone system called the Counter-Unmanned Aerial System has shot down 100% of its maneuvering test targets using a high-powered laser beam. There is video footage of the drone engaging targets and shooting them down. The system was made to provide advanced solutions for maneuvering forces and military facilities, border protection, and any civilian site that may be vulnerable to threats. The U.S. Department of Justice on Thursday said it's charging Huawei with racketeering and conspiracy to steal trade secrets. The 16-count indictment accuses the company, the world's number one telecom supplier and number two phone manufacturer, of using fraud and deception to steal technology from U.S. companies. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.